Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Hope you guys are having a great day and staying safe during the coronavirus and everything. As you can see, it's a little bit different. We are not in the set. We are all in our different homes staying safe with you guys as well. But the show must go on. This is the Flash After Show. This is Season 6, Episode 15, titled The Exorcism of Nashville. And I am not alone. As you guys can see, my host here, Zach Shiksha. How are you guys doing? Zach, what's up, man?
What's up? This is cool.
Thanks. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Staying safe.
Shiksha, how are you doing?
All good. Hope everybody's staying safe. I'm glad we still have a way to do this. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel you. Right when I got work from home, I was wondering if we're going to have to do the after shows, if we're even able to do the after shows. So being able to do that and being able to watch The Flash at home and just watch it a couple times before we did this after show was kind of fun, because me as a Flash fan, like extra, I'm wearing the shirt, as you can see. I've watched the episode 3 times already, and it's been out since last night. But that's beside the point. During this after show, we're going to be talking about just the overall thoughts of the episode, but also talking about Joe and David. As you know, Captain Joe reached out to his boss for help. And then we're going to talk about kind of the meat of the whole episode with Team Flash, Reverse Flash, and Nash Wells. And then just going to talk a little bit about Iris and Ava, because they're still relevant and they're still their storyline is still progressing. It's just not in the forefront. So before we get into any of that, we also have news, meta tweets, even though it's the day after. We got all of that for you guys. Don't worry. But what were you guys' overall thoughts? Zach, we'll start with you.
Yeah, tonight's episode was great. Part of what my meta tweets are is a little throwback to what we feel as the Flash episodes in season 1. And this was very reminiscent of those, me getting to watch The Flash for the first time, like people not knowing what's going on, like a brand new CW show, brand new superhero show. And I feel like we kind of got that, whether that's because we have a lot of the same old characters coming about with Reverse Flash, you know, Cisco back being his good self, even a little flash of Harry. Really enjoyed tonight's episode. So, yeah.
Shiksha, what about you?
Yeah, I also really enjoyed it, mainly because we finally got to spend time with Wells and really get to know who the hell who Nash is and what his story truly is. And on top of that, they're still giving us taste of the other Wells that we've grown to love over the years. So I thought that was really cool, because it was one of the saddest parts about having one Earth is that we no longer have all these other Wells, and now we do. And also just because I've had no idea who Nash really is up until today. So.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't agree more. And the funniest part about it is everyone is like, oh, no, I only have one version of myself, because there's one Earth. Tom Cavanaugh, no, you still have every single version, and there might be more to come. So his job is never done. His job is definitely never done.
Poor but Tom, as the actor, I feel like he finally gets like a little reprieve from the writers being like, so we're going to have one Earth only. Oh, thank God. No more different types of Wells. All for him to be told like, oh, by the way, you have the entire multiverse of Wells now in your head. All that knowledge. And like you said, we might be able to get to see some new guys. So.
Yeah, but it's cool too, right? As an actor, it's a different kind of a challenge. And it's fun for the audience too. So I'm excited about it. I kind of hope it happens like with the Wells, what we had with Frost, where he can like turn them on and off.
That would be great. Yeah. Right? It would just, I feel like it would get a little hard. I mean, we're in season 6 right now and we're confirmed for season 7. Can you imagine as an actor being like, so by the way, we have a new type of Wells that you have to come up with. We have a guideline for it, but like make it different than who Harry was, who Reverse Flash was, who Sherlock was, and all these other characters. Because at some point, like, Nash is kind of blending a little bit with, you know, who Harry was. And even with Reverse Flash, even though he wasn't a true Wells. But Tom's a great guy. He's awesome.
Yeah, he is a great guy. And I don't want to talk too much on that subject because that was the fruit of this whole episode. So we'll be talking about Tom Cavanaugh's characters throughout this whole time. But I kind of want to jump over to Joe because we get to see him kind of going to the forefront of trying to take down seeing what's going on in the police department, because something's going on in the SCPD, and he enlists the help of his boss, David. What did you guys think about that, enlisting the help and trying to, like, telling him that there's something going on in his own police department?
I don't know. I thought it was good of Joe to go to his boss, his previous boss, when he needed the help, just because it kind of shows humility. You know, just because you're the captain doesn't mean that you know everything or know how to handle everything. So the fact that he was still able to go and ask for help, I think was a huge thing. It really shows character.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. Like I said in the intro, I feel like for some reason the writers were just like, hey, let's have like a season one get together. And like having David back around was pretty cool. I always liked his character. And I love how they always like referencing like how he has a husband and whatnot. And it really shows the testament of what CW can put together for breaking down social like barriers and what's acceptable and not what's not acceptable. As far as Joe, you know, kind of going to his own boss, and asking for help. You know, there's a tag team that was there that we used to see that kind of has gone away. So it's nice to have that. And plus, I think it was a very smart move. I mean, there could very well be a mole within CCPD. It could go up higher. And who's the one person that he could entrust other than, like, the person who appointed him? You know, who knows who the Flash is? Who knows everything that they've been through? So, yeah, I think it was a great move to do. And hopefully we could see a little bit more of them tag teaming duo together, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree with you on the 100th. It felt like an 100th episode. Like, there was everybody coming back. It felt like the family's back together.
Yeah.
But I gotta disagree. I don't think it was just like a one-off thing. I think they brought him back to kind of – I don't want to give it away or anything, but I think he might not be telling all the truth. I think David has some secrets to be told. And I think that's really why they brought him back. And I think that's why Joe asked him first, because why I thought that is my next question. Do you think Sunshine is really the mole? When towards the end of this episode, we kind of see, oh, maybe Sunshine's the mole. Maybe you should just go with that route rather than actually investigating people inside the police academy or police department. I was saying that might be a way to divert Joe. What do you guys think about that?
Just to understand, you're trying to say that David Singh is the mole?
I'm not saying he's the mole, but I'm saying that he is dirty and knows who the mole is, and that he might be diverting Joe.
No way he is dirty. That man is a very clean, clean man. For the 5 seasons that we've had him in the past, there is no way he could be compromised. I think at one point, Zoom even had his husband, or at the time it was maybe his boyfriend, held, or I recall his husband being in jeopardy. And, like, it didn't sway him to do his duties, you know? He has the same values as the Flash, as Joe. He's a very integral part of Team Flash, I would say, where Barry did learn a lot of things from him. Joe obviously got who he is from him. I don't think he could switch to be dirty.
Do you think they're bringing him on as an actual character again? Because we already have too many characters.
Not as a main character. Yeah, I don't think as a main character. I think it's more or less of like he's trying to divert Joe rather than I'm going to play a main role. I think he's just a diversion. And then it's going to be, why are you on the bad side? And it's going to be some excuse. He's not totally bad. I don't think they're going to kind of ruin his character and turn him over to the evil side, more or less just like maybe, like you said in the past, his husband was captured, or maybe there's a reason that he is doing what he's doing. But we'll see.
You know, time will tell. The chat is kind of talking about it. Eon01 is mentioning it. Blob989 thought Singh was kind of suspicious as well. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you have something going on. You know, I Logan Knight, always with my back, having my back, thinks Singh is trustworthy. Definitely not dirty. He wouldn't risk his reputation by becoming a dirty cop. So thank you, Logan.
Yeah. Logan. Am I crazy, or is it like, is it somebody in the police department, or could it be like Iris?
I think it would have to be someone in the police department because they're covering up cases. So it would have to be someone that has like access to all the files and stuff. So that's why it was easy for David to say Sunshine, because she's literally invisible. But yeah. I kind of think it was kind of suspect. So that's where my
it kind of goes back. Like I think Barry brought to his attention, then Joe brought to like Singh's attention that, like, you know, there's a bunch of files that have kind of gone like overlooked. Okay. I don't think it could be David, but it would kind of, now that you say that, makes sense a little bit, because he was the, you know, the head of everything and could say like, hey, let's move this file to the back kind of thing. And
right, because of the combining of the Earths, could it be a different version of him?
The only reason why Wells is getting that is because he was pariah and he got to witness all these different events happen, and in that his subconscious was able to absorb everything all at once, I guess, to be able to find every Wells that he was. I don't think that is available for anybody else when the Earths came into one.
Hey, I'm not ruling anything out. Right when you said that, I was like, maybe his views changed when that happened. Like, I just don't know, because this show can literally just say whatever. And like, I mean, to an extent, but kind of want to jump into the fruit of the episode where we see Barry. He kind of gets angry with the Reverse Flash because Reverse Flash has taken over Harrison Wells, Nash's body. And we almost see Barry try and take Reverse Flash's life. Were you guys surprised about that?
Man, at this point, not so much with the amount of back and forth. I keep seeing online every time, like, we have like a word of Reverse Flash is coming back. There's always these people that make these funny GIFs or like pictures combining of like Barry always holding him up like this, or Reverse Flash holding him up the same way. And it's just a back and forth. It's just a build on top of a build. So I think at one point, you know, it's acceptable to see Barry lose his stuff like that. You know, I don't think he would ever actually kill him, but he gets to the point.
I was torn on that because on one level I was surprised because it's against his character to kill an innocent person, even if they're, you know, if it's possible to help them, then you wouldn't kill them. But at the same time, Reverse Flash is just, with all their history and all the crap he's put him through, he just kind of lost his temper, which is rare for the Flash.
Yeah.
It still happens. He's still human.
Circumstances, though, you know, it makes sense, especially with him losing his powers. Kind of would be a whirlwind of emotions as well.
Yeah. That's true. There's just a lot going on. We're still talking about crisis, Zach. I know you don't like that.
Hey, they didn't mention it. I don't think I've heard them say crisis, you know?
They said it like twice.
They did?
Yeah, well, they said crisis of the infinite wells.
Oh, that's fine. I like that coin. That terminology is cool. That coming from Nash, I think that was awesome.
No, but I also think that they mentioned crisis because this is all a result of crisis. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Everything is a result of crisis at this point. But I mean, there another result of crisis is Barry kind of losing his speed and then kind of getting frustrated and for some reason using Velocity X, right? That's the correct term, Zach? Yeah. Okay, Zach is my go-to for terms and everything. Yes, using Velocity X, knowing that his powers are already draining, knowing that could hurt him, he still uses that. Do you feel that it was right that Caitlin kind of put him in the backseat and like, look, I'm taking over?
Yeah, 100%. Like, did Caitlin, her doctor's orders, was that appropriate? 100%.
Well, I was talking about the first time when I think it was the first time. I don't believe it was that same time when she told him to pretty much get out and that you can't be around Harrison Wells.
Oh, yeah. Just go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that was awesome. I thought that really, I thought that we really got a good idea as to what Caitlyn's going to be like now, because she's combining her personality with that of Frost. We've seen them struggle individually and now they're one. So for her to put Barry in his place was awesome, because she had every right to. And the fact that he didn't listen to her, I wasn't surprised, because that's just who he is. But at the same time, we saw him losing his temper and doing stupid things throughout this episode, which was like, what are you doing, Barry? Like, what the hell? You know?
Yeah.
Mama Frost, I guess you could say, or Mama Caitlin coming into place. I think it was kind of fitting, considering she's pregnant and acting like a mom. Like, it kind of just, as an actor, kind of like maternal instincts are kicking in. And it was kind of cool that, you know.
Yeah.
We got her eyes at him.
Oh, my God. That was great. Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
She's like, hey, I can still take you, so you better watch out.
Since you guys brought up Mama Frost, were you guys surprised to see that not only or she went out there and decided to fight when we all know her as an actress is pregnant?
I'm glad that they did that. It shows that she's still willing to work. I think it's cool, because, like, let's face it, if something would always sideline her, like, we get it. We know you're pregnant. Everyone, the audience at this point knows something's going on if, like, you're a Flash fan. That doesn't take away from who you are as an actor, who you are as a character on the show. You're still very important. So, like, hey, let's give you something to do. And, like, I think her battle was pretty cool. I think it was great. They, like, went into a weak spot of a previous character that had hurt her. And, like, similar to Flash that has Flash has healing powers from his Speed Force. She has, like, ice healing powers. And it would make sense that, you know, that character, that evil person knew, was it Sunshine? What was her name? Sunshine knew exactly, like, what to do to target her and to, like, incapacitate her right away. And then it also instills the safety of the baby that, like, she's actually carrying, you know, so she doesn't have to do these crazy things.
I kind of forgot that she was pregnant, which is just, like, a shout out to the actress, because amazing that she was able to pull that off. And I genuinely forgot she was pregnant, even though I'm the one who's always, like, looking for that belly. Like, I'm looking for it. But no, they did a really good job. And I think that it would have just been so out of character for her not to fight. And they haven't given her as many fighting scenes recently because of her pregnancy, but to keep the character alive, they needed to do it a little bit.
It's funny because I remember I was complaining a lot about how we got, like, a lot of Frost, and I was just like, I forgot that there was even a character Caitlin. Like, where is Dr. Caitlin, Dr. Snow? And now I'm seeing that she's more pregnant. It's not viable to have her as Frost, you know, so we almost get to see more Caitlin, which is kind of cool in the overall scheme of things, the balance of her character. I think she probably has it best compared to, like, Wells, where she gets to, like, for a little while be in this character of Caitlin and for a little while be in this character of Frost. I like it. I always like Caitlin.
So. But this has been a 6-year battle for her too, right? Because this all started in season 1 and we've really seen her struggle.
Towards the end of season 1, season 2, she became Frost. Yeah.
Like 5.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, the fact that we're finally getting to a chill point where she can be herself and pull out the best sides of both sides of her is awesome.
The balance has been found, Logan Knight says, I wasn't surprised Danielle was fighting the episode since other actresses who were pregnant do the same thing. So, you know, it just shows her, you know, strength that she has.
Definitely. Well, we get to see one good side with Caitlin and Frost, but we also get to see a bad side, and that's with Nash Wells, and we get to see inside his past. Like, we get to see why he's always not attracted, but more wants to be around Allegra, and why he's always weird around her, why he's not telling Team Flash everything. So we get a little bit of backstory. What would you guys, just opinions on the backstory? Were you surprised that we got one?
I was not surprised.
With the Nashwell's backstory. Shiksha, you can go.
With Maya, you mean? With the dog.
Yes, the backstory, but I'm saying, were you surprised that we got a full episode seeing their background story?
I mean, it was about time, you know? Because when was Nash introduced? Beginning of this season?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so what episode is this? 15?
This is episode 15, yes. Okay.
And Wells has been one of the biggest characters every single season. And the fact that I've been feeling, and I don't know if you guys have been feeling this too, but I've been feeling so disconnected from that character overall because their focus was solely on Crisis initially. And now we're kind of falling out of that. So there's just this character Wells, and I just had to kind of accept him. And I don't know if you guys felt the same way. Finally, I kind of know who the hell he even is. Him connecting with Cisco, and it kind of makes sense now, you know. I don't know. I'm so glad that they finally did that, and they did it well.
They did. I enjoyed the way that they did that. They only did this one other time with Harry back in season two, that we got to see a little bit of flashbacks, you know, showing who his daughter was, showing how he created the same events that created Barry as a speedster and whatnot. So it's nice to see these trips back and past, I guess. And we almost got to see like Nash as a different person. The father figure. And, you know, I get his pain. I see it. I understand why he is now compared to like what he was there. And it's just, you know, how can you not like a good backstory, right? Everyone loves like an origin story, a little origin of Nash and Maya and, you know, his...
It was a sad one.
Towards Allegra.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy because like you said, Strict Show, we're in episode 15. I remember every episode up till Crisis, I'm like, why are we watching Nash Wells walk in a cave? I don't even know who this guy is. I don't know what he's doing. I don't care what he's doing.
Yeah.
And now like we get like a full background. We actually get a rooting interest for the guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, that was really deep. Were you expecting his backstory to go that deep?
No, I didn't expect it at all. I was surprised when they even showed us the flashback with his daughter. All of it. It was a lot. They literally gave him practically the whole episode.
Yeah,
I was not expecting that at all. But it was depressing. I mean, geez. But I think
that's the meat and potatoes of like what.
Yeah, no, but that's what pulled at your heartstrings too, right? And made you feel something for the guy. But it was sad.
I mean, I think that's like the meat and potatoes of The Flash. That's where like you really get to see these actors shine at what they do best, and like really show like, hey, this is why we've had six seasons and going on to the seventh season. This is why we're like an amazing, I think, rated number one for CW shows, for superhero shows at least, and like kind of really holding up the poles of everything. I mean, you got to see an amazing performance from Barry, you know, up against Reverse Flash in the memory. You got to see Cisco finally bonding with Nash, and that like duo, that acting there is always just beautiful when you get to see that. And Nash alone, I mean, like, I'm okay with it, you know? Was I expecting, what was the question that you initially asked?
No, I said, was it, yeah. Were you expecting it to be so deep?
Yes, I was, 100%. I mean, we had that picture. Every time Nash was around Allegra, it was such a shift as a character. Something had to have happened. And like, for like in that picture alone, you get to see how happy those two were together. Obviously, it's a father-daughter photo, not like, hey, that's my girlfriend from Earth 84 or something, you know? So I was expecting us to get something deep. He had some demons, especially with Reverse Flash in him, in his mind. That's a demon alone, you know. I cannot be deep.
Yeah. You guys think that he is, what was the word they used? Sensational at like Comic Con last year when they described Nash, the new Wells. Didn't they say he was like
No, they said sentimental. This is finally, so I all season,
okay,
we were like expecting who Nash is gonna be, and they had mentioned like, oh, you're gonna get a very sentimental
Was it sentimental?
It was sentimental. I thought it was sentimental. I'm almost certain it was supposed to be someone very caring and loving. And like sentimental, I'm almost certain it was sentimental. We'll have to do some research. I'll bring it back next week whenever we're back. But I remember speaking to all you guys and be like, yo, this is not a sentimental. This guy's kind of a jerk. Like, who is this guy? Like, this isn't anything of what they're talking about. Full circle, now it is. Like, look how sentimental he is with his daughter. His stepdaughter.
Yeah. It was one thing that it reminded me when you were talking, Zach, is with Harrison Wells from Earth 2 and mm-hmm. this Wells, we got both long backstories. So I'm hoping that means this Wells, this Nash Wells, we get to keep him for a longer period of time, not just a one season deal, because now we have a very solid rooting of interest for him. So hopefully he stays for a long time.
Well, but
technicalities, he will be staying because there's only one Earth, and he kind of has all those Wells in his mind. They're not going to fight for who has control over his body. It's more of like I don't know.
I hope that they do. I think that that would be really cool, you know, but not in a bad way, like when Reverse Flash was taking over, but like a fun way, like when Frost takes over, you know, that would be so cool.
Come in to help, you know, in the case of whatever's going on.
I think that's definitely the reason why. It's kind of like you said with the Frost thing, it's kind of just pulling them when needed. Whatever version of the Wells is needed for this situation, you kind of pull that knowledge from them.
Yeah. So
that would definitely be cool. But kind of want to jump over to just another part of the story, the episode that we didn't touch on real quick, is with Iris and Ava. We see that Iris is still behind the mirror, and now Camille is behind the mirror. Were you frustrated? And this is going straight to Shiksha. We are now another full episode in, and no one has realized that this is the wrong Iris.
It's driving me up the wall. Like, okay, you had Flash figure it out in one episode, and her own freaking husband still has no earthly clue? I mean, what? It's just...
In all fairness, they haven't really been together much. Like, she's off doing her own thing, working. It's not like she's in Star Labs and they're all...
No, but she gave it, like, think about this episode. She gave him advice because he was doing all kinds of stupid stuff and she kept giving him advice.
Yeah, it was Iris advice. That I'm like, wow, okay, so I'm seeing Iris here. I'm like, because essentially what has been... So Ava made a doppelganger of Iris, but it's not really like a clone. It's really Ava. And then Ava's impersonating Iris. So Ava's just really good at what she does. And I really, like, I guess she's been watching Iris long enough to know, you know, like, how to act.
Well, I thought it was like mirror image of Iris, but it's connected to Ava, which is why they feel they're... everything, you know?
I mean, there's a lot of iterations. One of Mirror Master's powers is to make like clones of himself that could change into other things. So how they're portraying it, you know,
yeah,
it is what it is. Joe recognized, and the chat's kind of going wild about like Joe finally.
Only after Kid Flash said something. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was kind of obvious. Iris is over here worried about one thing. Something totally different is going on. And he's like, what are you doing? Go talk to your man.
I love that.
If he doesn't figure this out, if Flash doesn't figure this out in the next episode, I might scream. Like, it's so frustrating.
Yes.
And then, I will say, though, I mean, in that exchange between Barry and Iris, that was very Iris. That was very loving. That was very wife material, you know, that was like ice. And it had that, like, same... you know, heartfelt feelings that you get when a character's down, like, I need a pick-me-up, you know, very reminiscent of old school Flash.
Yes, it was, but then there were also little subtle things that should have clued Barry in, you know, just little
moments. Yeah, clued him into other things, though, so.
There's a lot of stuff going on, Barry. I'm like, in the middle on this, because there's a lot of reasons, like, look, it's not Iris. It's obviously not Iris, and then when she does, like, the one-on-ones is like, okay, I could see how people are believing that it's Iris because she sounds just like her. Like, it's too, I don't know. I'm in the middle on this one. But someone needs to realize that's not Iris because it's taking too long. And another person that's stuck with her now is Camille. Where in the world is Camille? Because they kind of just said, oh, she's handled. Or Camilla, correct?
Yeah.
Camilla. But where is she?
Is she in the mirror too? She has to be in the mirror too.
She is not with Iris and Ava. If I remember correctly, the mirror gun is its own separate portal to a different mirror world of a sort. So Ava, I guess, just took advantage of knowing that Camilla is gone and she could create a doppelganger or a clone or whatever you want to call it of her to replace, because someone realized she's missing. She's in a whole nother like sub world in the gun itself. Let's just say the gun holds like a mirror world within itself, and that's where she's at. What's that?
Another mirror world, the second one?
Yeah, that gun was created to mirror Mirror Master's powers, and it, they still didn't quite understand it, like where things go, where people are, but they knew, I think it was an episode, they were able to bring them back and fix whatever was happening. So, chat, if you guys have information on that, please definitely share it with us. We'd love to keep up to date and make sure we are saying the right stuff.
Yeah, I think Iris mentioned something like that when she first got in the mirror, because she had ideas on how to get out. So I think that's what she was talking about.
Yeah.
And if Camilla ended up in the same mirror world as Iris, then they would figure out Ava was
100%. Exactly. Yeah, it would be too risky for Ava because she already has to like act a certain way with Iris and get away from her from time to time to make sure her clones are doing what she needs to. She had to deal with Camilla as well. She would be found out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
A question. What is Ava's end game here? Because it looks like she can come in and out of that world, right? She has control.
Yeah. I guess her first move is to get, I don't know.
She doesn't have control.
I don't think she can get out because she can grab, Iris's hand went into her side. So it's not like she left anywhere, but she can definitely like kind of pass things through. I don't know what the limits are. They kind of made it blurry.
I think she kind of has gone wild. I think she's kind of gone mad in Mirror World. And she had this like comment and she's like, so my husband, instead of looking for me, is using metas to look for my work. And I think over the 6 years, 7 years, however long she said she was in there, has gone mad. And really, like, probably was a good person. Probably isn't like an actual like evil, I want to destroy the world. Somebody who just was scorned by a husband who gave up on her. So I think the husband has a new wife also, right? Or like a new family.
I believe so.
Yeah. And so like she's like, how can he move on so fast? And now he's just like capitalizing on all my work. And I'm sure it's just made her go wild. Like, crazy.
Yeah.
We met her husband, right?
Yeah, he's a
We've met him. He was in the earlier part of the season. But obviously he's not the main villain right now because we haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
Well, we don't know if he's the villain, right? I mean, we did get one scene where I guess he was calling an order on, he called the order to assassinate Iris with one of the meta black hole people, right?
But we haven't seen him
in a minute.
No, I mean, black holes are a very deep organization that could be like a ton of other people, you know, and they tie up their loose ends very fast. So if he failed at something, he could have been tied up and someone else who's higher up could have.
Yeah. I mean, we still know that Black Hole is going after Iris and Frost because they see that the agent Sunshine, I believe her name is, kind of talk about how Frost could have been a great candidate for Black Hole. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Definitely leave us, leave in the comments where everyone thinks, where Camille is. And speaking about comments, let's lend us straight into our special segment, Zach, where we do our meta tweets. Zach, you want to take over on that one?
Yeah. So, guys, obviously we are not watching last night. We didn't get to watch last night. There were a number of tweets that were great that were live at the time, but not anymore. So I just had to go and pull some stuff from it. And unfortunately, today we only have two. And Chiska, this kind of is reminiscent of what you were speaking about. So bear with us one moment. We have a tweet from @multi01fandom. If Barry doesn't figure out by next episode, I'll print out the divorce papers myself. #TheFlash. And we have a great photo of Daenerys, the queen herself from Game of Thrones, making this great face, which I most certainly would probably be doing the same, you know, if someone didn't recognize, you know, my significant other wasn't a person.
I feel like that was Shiksha's burner account. I feel like she really made that tweet.
Damn it, how'd you know?
You know what? It's funny because like half of last night's tweets I was going through were just like pointing out this. It's just good, like, you are not the only one here. People are fed up. We're not getting, you know, Barry and Iris, the love duo that we always get to see. And, you know, the writers shook it up a little bit. I like not seeing them together so much and all lovey-dovey.
It shouldn't have lasted more than one episode. Okay?
No, I like it. I like the theme. I like where it's going.
And Iris didn't get to meet her kid brother. You know?
That was unfortunate. Yes.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
That was sad. You know,
that was sad. And then, like I said, we only had two tweets from last night. We have Bubbly Club Soda at @super_Valor. She writes, the season one feels. I miss seeing original Team Flash together with the harp, #TheFlash. And we have a nice little snippet of the episode of Team Flash standing in the tunnel, in the time vault. Not the time vault, sorry. In the, what do we call this? Just the prison room where Nash was at. And like I had said earlier in this episode, I got a lot of vibes of season one, whether with like Caitlin and Cisco and even a little bit of Harry, you know, coming out through Nash, or just Nash being nice with Cisco. All Team Flash season one, which was like one of my favorites. So, and that is our special segment for tonight, guys. Meta tweets. Typically, we would be looking at the episode and seeing what you guys are tweeting about. So, next time we are back, be sure to tweet, and maybe your tweets will be shown on our show. So, thanks for that.
Boom. Yes. And then, Shiksha, you have some news for us?
AfterBuzz TV news.
All right, guys. The news for tonight. Grant Gustin, who plays The Flash, told Digital Spy in an interview regarding season 7, quote, I mean, we're all contracted right now for 7 seasons. This is the 6th. So it's definitely in the back of my mind that next year even could be potentially the last season. Who knows? So what do you guys think? Is season 7 going to be the end of The Flash? Do you think they'll get a season 8? And if so, who's going to return?
I honestly think they're going to have to bring back the bank on that one. I forgot what the saying is, but either way, they're going to have to pay Barry a lot of money. Grant Gustin, they're going to have to pay him a lot of money to come back, because I feel like he was even more ready to leave than Stephen Amell at some point. So it'd be interesting.
Really?
I don't know. I just had feelings about him being wanting to leave even before Stephen. So it'd be interesting to see. Plus, like,
and Cisco,
where else can they go in a storyline?
I don't know. You know what? It's funny, and I don't mean to get off too off topic, but Nash even kind of brought up like an old event from comic books in the Golden Age. He's like, oh yeah, you know, the splicer to I used it on telepathic starfish, and that I'm almost certain that was one of the original like crises. There's like in the old comic books where a giant starfish that was like telepathically controlling everyone, was like controlling the universe. Like they just are crossing off things that they could do just like with these always. And I'm like, guys, you're not giving yourself anywhere to go for season 7, 8, 9. I'd love to see it to go to 10.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it will. I think it's done after 7.
Right. I think they should have just had Barry die. Like I said, this season, I think that would have been great.
No. No, he killed all of them.
I know. Go the bang. Why not? You know.
At the end of every show, kill off the main person. No.
I wouldn't want to really see that.
Six is not here for your shows.
I know.
No, but if they end it, I wouldn't be mad if they ended it after season 7, and then they had a spinoff for Elongated Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he has Sue. That'd be kind of cool.
Could be a fun show, just saying. And then lastly, you guys, speaking of Grant Gustin, he has signed on to star in an indie film called Operation Blue Eyes, in which he'll ironically play Barry Keenan, the infamous businessman who orchestrated the kidnapping of Frank Sinatra Jr. in 1963. The production is supposed to start in May, but honestly, who knows if it still will with Corona.
That's wild.
A movie, so I thought that was cool.
That'll be cool to see him like play something outside of Barry Allen, because we've seen him play that role for, like you guys said, 7 years. So
I mean,
I'm excited.
He's still Barry.
Yeah, Barry Keenan. Him and Tom got to do a short film together, or maybe like a semi-long, not a full-length film, but they definitely did something together, playing not anything close to their characters.
I mean, I understand them wanting to venture out and try a different thing.
Look, and Grant's married, too. You know, I think he's, like, what, in year two of his marriage now?
Mm-hmm.
Year and a half? I can't imagine him not wanting to try and have kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And as we say, who knows what her career is and, like, where it actually lives. But I believe they live out in Los Angeles. So going
– Oh, yeah, they're right out here,
being, man. Being in Vancouver 7 to 8 months out of the year is not easy on a marriage by any means.
Nope. Well, she lives up there with him. Just kind of a Team Flash groupie.
That's what all the wives and husbands have to be, honestly.
Oh, they really do. Yeah, you can't be away for that long. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that's almost going to do it for us on this show. Before we leave, what are you guys' predictions? We have, I believe, 2 weeks off with the coronavirus. They're pushing back all the production solos, either a week or 2 weeks off. Either way, when we get back, what do you guys think? Zach, you go first.
Oh, I got to go first. Man, I didn't get a preview for what's going on next week, so I have no idea. I will say, though, however, thank you, chat, we get to see Ragdoll coming back. Mm-hmm. So that's always fun. I know we always kind of get like a Halloween-esque type episode. I don't know how it's going to play in at all, how he'll play in at all. Geez, what do I think is going to happen? I couldn't even tell you. I don't know.
Shiksha, where are you at?
Well, I am honestly just hoping Iris finally gets out of that damn mirror and confronts her husband and says, what the hell? And other than that, did Nash Wells, did he walk off? Where did he go at the end of the episode? Is he going somewhere like Cisco?
They always go away for like an episode or two. I have no idea where he's going. I saw that
too. Well, he's got an office, you know, with Cecile, like across
the... I know, but like he was packing up everything. It looked like homeboy was about to go on another adventure and stuff.
I thought he was going on a trip or something. That's the vibe I got.
So, yeah.
Get Sue back, you know, and Elongated Man, Ralph, so.
And Chester.
Mm-hmm.
Chester again. He was funny. Mm-hmm. No, he was
very true. Very true. I'm actually hoping that we get Elongated Man and Sue back. I'm hoping that somehow they're intertwined with the baddie of the next episode. And yeah, I just want to see more of that. I think there's going to be a big tease towards Iris at the end of next episode, but I think they need a full episode to get Iris and Camilla out of the two mirrors that they're in. At this point, they deserve a whole episode. Because they're doing such a slow burn. Give us a full episode.
I agree. Who do you think figures it out?
It better be Barry at this point. everybody around him like, dog, we knew like 3 weeks ago. What do you mean?
That would be hilarious.
I'm betting on her dad.
You know what? I'm betting on Chester figuring it out. Chester's going to blow this one.
Wild card. Out of nowhere, just coming back. I've been gone for 5 weeks, but I know exactly who this is. That's not
right?
That's funny. But yes, that's going to do it for us today. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Before we leave, though, Zach and Shiksha, tell them where you guys can find them.
You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Bolly Girl, where I post about all the after shows I'm on, as well as like a bunch of random Bollywood stuff. So come check it out and make sure to stay safe.
And guys, my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman 2.
And I thank you guys again for watching the after show and always staying safe. And you guys can continue the conversation with me at Jeff Will Jr. and all your social media platforms. And that'll do it for us. I appreciate you guys and stay safe.
Bye. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.